If you're still worried about making music that sounds too much like somebody else in 2025, you're kind of screwing yourself over. Let me show you what I mean. So 8 months ago, I posted this video where I tried to make a song in the style of Radiohead's In Rainbows. Right now, the video is sitting on around 36,000 views, and there is a very clear consensus in the comments, which was that it does not in fact sound like Radiohead's In Rainbows. But musically, it's a carbon copy. It uses chords that Radiohead use over and over again. The tone and the rhythm of the guitar is pretty much plucked from two songs off of the album. The drums are just stolen from Weird Fishes. And when I mixed it, I was just constantly A-B-ing it with other songs off the album. So in objective musical terms, this song sounds like In Rainbows, but yet the comments are all telling me, hey, sounds great, but it sounds nothing like Radiohead. So what's the lesson here? Your musical identity simply can't be simplified to chords, melody, even sound selection, instrumentation, lyrical style. What makes you you is your voice. And I mean that literally. We all have a unique tone, timbre, and delivery in our vocals. But by voice, I also mean your lived experience and your perspective on life that makes you who you are. I can copy Thom Yorke's melodies, Johnny Greenwood's guitar, and Philip Selway's drums all I want, but what I can't copy is their unique voice and perspective. And the great news is that you also have your own voice and perspective that no one else can copy.